Good morning, my friend. It is Sunday, and I'm doing my Bible study, my quiet time this morning, and I feel like there's so many people who are just worn out. You know, we've had 2 years now of this world reaction to the pandemic and lots of upheaval and turmoil, and, you know, our whole team moved here from Wyoming in the middle of all that, and just lots of people, like the hits just seem like they keep on coming, right? The year's just been pretty stressful, and last year was pretty stressful, and there's no sign that next year will be less stressful. So I was doing quiet time this morning, and some scriptures were coming into my mind, and I just thought I would share this with you. Don't forget devileeonemd.com/prayer if you have prayer requests or praying with and for each other all over the world. Use that resource, and don't forget the newsletter. I'm getting ready to write today's newsletter that'll go out all over the world. devileeonemd.com/newsletter is the community.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you'd like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
But this morning, just in my personal quiet time, I thought I'd share this with you. I remembered a story that reminds me of how a lot of us are feeling right now. When Scarlett, our now 9-year-old, now 8-year-old, rather, granddaughter, was little, she had her first day of preschool, and Scarlett calls Lisa Missy, and she called to FaceTime after Scarlett's first day of school. And so Katie, our daughter, got Scarlett on the phone. They were FaceTiming, and Lisa just wanted to see how the day went. She said, "Scarlett, tell Missy all about your first day of school." Scarlett had a long day. She was tired, and she just wanted to go take a nap. So she looked right in the camera. She held up her hand. She said, "Missy, I can't. It's too late and too far." And that's all she said. She wouldn't talk anymore. It was too late and too far. And I think that's how a lot of people are feeling about the year right now, about their life right now. It's just too late and too far, and they're tired. It's too much. The kids are calling it extra now. It's just extra. It's too much. Life is hard, and it feels like it's too late and it's too far. Now, Scarlett took a nap, and everything was fixed. You know, when you're 8, well, back then she was 5 or 4. When you're little, a little rest and a cookie will take care of everything, right? When you're 52 or 65 or 38 and the problems don't go away after a nap and a cookie, then you might actually feel like it's too late and too far all the time. And I just want to tell you, my friend, it's not. If you're in a situation like that, that feels like the marriage is too far gone, the payments are too late, the tumor is too invasive, the stress is too much, I just want to encourage you, it's not too late and it's not too far. I'm writing the last chapter, Lord willing, the last chapter of my new book today. And I just want to tell you, there really is a valid reason to have hope. Circumstances in life can be difficult. Life can be a war, even when you're not in an actual war, but you can be at peace anyway. To the tired, here's what Jesus says: "Come to me, all you who are weary and all who are burdened, and I will give you rest." That's Matthew 11:28. To the weak, God promised, "I can be content in any and every situation through the anointed one who is my power and my strength." Philippians 4:13. If you're worried about your government or your country's future, God says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land." That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Here's the thing, friend. You can be at rest. You can be at peace. You can be happy. You can even be joyful regardless of your circumstances in life. And I've been writing about this. I'm almost done with this new book, and that's exactly the point I'm making. God is on your side. and His promises are always there for the taking to make sure that we can enjoy the life that He's given us, even when it's hard. There's one more place where we think it's too late and too far. Sometimes we think that we've done something. We've sinned. We're ashamed. We've got a habit. We've got an addiction. We've got a problem. We broke up our marriage. We did something, and we think it's too late and it's too far for God. That we've gotten to a place where even He can't find us and bring us home. It's just too late and too far. Well, guess what? Psalm 139, 7 through 10, here's what David said. Where can I go to escape Your Spirit? Where can I go to flee Your presence? If I were to ascend to heaven, You'd be there. If I were to sprawl out in the Sheol and the pit, there You would be. If I were to fly away on the wings of the dawn and settle down on the other side of the sea, even there, Your hand would guide me. Your right hand would grab hold of me. There's no place you can go, no situation you can get yourself into that's too late and too far for you to just turn and pray, and He will heal. He keeps His promises. It's not too late and too far. And if that wasn't enough, Paul brings it home in Romans chapter 8, starting in 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present in our lives, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friend, is there a place in there? Is there any place that Paul left out that you could be too late or too far from redemption, from God, from peace, from healing, from restoration, for opportunity? Give yourself the Christmas present of finding out that it's not too late and it's not too far. One more time through the list. Here's what it is. I'm sure that neither death nor life, angels or rulers, things present or things to come, or powers or height or depth or anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friend, maybe you do need a nap or a cookie. Scarlet did, and it fixed everything. Or maybe you just need to believe God's promises. That it is not too late and it is not too far. I'm going to play you a song from North Point Worship called Wide Open. And we're going to pray first. And let's just pray about it right now. Father, we feel like it's too late and too far. It's been 2 years and life has been hard and we're stressed and we're tired. We need a way to look up and believe that You can make it different than it has been. And my friend who's listening out there that's on the edge, been sending in prayer requests. I know that they're out there. They're on the edge. They think it's too late and it's too far. They think it's too hard, it's too much, it's too big. Or they've gone too far, or they've done this, or they've done that. Remind them, neither death nor life, or angels or rulers, or things present or things to come, or powers or height or depth or anything else in all creation could separate us from Your love. Help us remember, it's not too late and it's not too far. In Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, it isn't too late. It isn't too far. It isn't too extra. It isn't too much. You're not too far gone. You just have to start today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here's North Portland Worship. And I just pray that you have an amazing day. It's wide open. Start today. I'm healed, made strong.
darkness. If I try my best to hide, you know the farthest ocean. You give the morning its light. I can't run from your presence. There's no place that far, so I run to you, my savior. There's safety in your arms. If I make my bed in darkness, if I try my best to hide, will you know the farthest ocean? You give the morning its light. I can't run from your presence, 'cause there's no place that far. So I run to you, my savior. There's safety in your arms.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them, tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.